Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Norm at Night. We had a little trouble getting connected tonight, and now we're ready to go. I was having cell phone signal problems, but we're okay now. So, what are we going to do tonight on Norm at Night? Well, the first thing, we'll talk about a website called Strange Bedfellows. And in fact, you can find Strange Bedfellows if you go to Paddywop, that's paddy2.blogspot.com, and there's a link to Strange Bedfellows. It was put up by Paddy, and it's a really interesting website. Essentially, it's talking about how resisting some of the encroachments of the Bush administration and everything that it has to do with, how it brings strange allies together. It's really interesting. If you want to go to Strange Bedfellows and you don't want to go to Paddy first, you can always go to www.accountabilitynowpack.com. And you can get right there. It's really an interesting thing. But the thing that really jumped out at me today was the idea that John McCain actually has a lead in one of the polls. I'm just baffled by this whole, just this whole election scene in the United States. And I'm not 100% sure why Barack Obama just can't close the deal. I mean, how can he lose this? Why don't you give me a call? Let me have your opinions on this. You could reach the show at 347-945-6713. I have 5 lines open now. And I hope there's a lot of you out there listening tonight, and you can definitely give me a call. That's 345-945-6713. And why isn't Barack Obama closing the deal? What's your view on the issue? The guy goes to Berlin, 200,000 people show up. McCain just, he goes in front of a cheese aisle in Cleveland or someplace. I'm not even 100% sure where it was. And I mean, McCain is just turning into a big crybaby. And, well, maybe that's what America wants. I don't understand. I just don't understand how anybody thinks that this is even a contest. But apparently it is. And maybe John McCain has something I don't know about. Why don't you jump up on one of my open lines and you can reach us at 347-945-6713. Come on out there. Give me a call. Another thing that I'd like to know is, you know, I just keep hearing all this stuff about the Olympics. Who's really going to bother to watching the Olympics? I mean, I could care less. Maybe I'm just being an unpatriotic American. I don't know. But after the professionals started going to the Olympics, the games lost all interest for me. You know, and they're making the whole big deal about how nobody's going to be able to breathe because China's just a big, giant pollution den, and there's seaweed and algae where the sailing events and the rowing events are going to be. I'm just, who cares about the Olympics? If you think that's a terrible thing to say, call me up. Give me some heck. You can, again, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. I'm not 100% sure why I don't have this number down in my head, but I got 5 open lines, and I thought for sure we'd be filling up by now. We had every indication that we were going to have a big crowd tonight, but apparently no one's calling in. Hey, Scott, if you're out there, you said you wanted to call in and argue with me. Well, now's your chance because I've got all five lines open. So just hop on your cell phones and crank away. The other way you can reach me and the show, if you're interested, is you can IM me at BoogeCon is my IM if you're using your instant messenger from AOL, which is, I guess, what most people use. I sent out a ton of invitations on Facebook tonight, so I hope you're listening to me. Oh, I have an IM here. And let me just give an IM here. I've only got one hand here on my keyboard because somehow my cell phone, I wasn't getting good service here. All of a sudden, Verizon is really starting to let me down, and it's kind of, well, my cell phone is dead. You know, and that brings me to the whole idea of cell phones. So wherever you are, jump on your cell phone and, lots of stuff is happening here. I'm getting a ton of IMs. Here's one from a guy, RC Racer. I think Obama can't close the deal because America still has lots of race, the roots of racism. So RC Racer says Obama can't close the deal because America's racist. What do you think of that if you're out there? Come on, give me a call. You can reach me at 347-945-6713. Here's another. So actually somebody, I got an IM from an old student. Somebody says, Norm, so since when are you a libertarian? Well, you know, that's a really great question, Mel Doggy. Why don't you grab your cell phone and give me a call at 347-945-6713 and we'll talk about it on the air. Oh, gosh. Here's a call to a guy who used to sit in my class, and I'm going to give him a shout-out to my buddy Brent, and I wish he'd grab his cell phone and give me a call at 347-945-6713, and it would be a ton of fun to hear from him. Brent was a good guy, you know, and my time at a high school, we'll just say East of Bowie, and we had a lot of interesting times. I don't think there's a whole lot of question, and he was one of the smartest guys that I encountered while I was there. Actually, there were a lot of smart people at St. Mary's. I let the name slip. I didn't mean to do that. I'll tell you, there was something about that school, though. It was like stepping back into 1955. I kid you not. It was absolutely unreal. I'm getting... wait a minute. Here's one from my buddy. Here's one from my buddy, Patty. He says it was, he corrected me. I can always count on my buddy Patty to correct me. Sometimes I take liberties with the truth. But anyway, Patty tells me that McCain was, he was in Columbus, and it was Smith Sausagehaus. And Patty used to actually live down the street from that place. And according to Patty, McCain was... Well, he looks silly. Nobody seems to understand why McCain is nobody seems to understand why McCain is anywhere near this guy in the election, except for one thing. And maybe that other caller hit the nail on the head, or I am, or hit the nail on the head. People aren't voting for Barack Obama because he's half black. And I don't know if that's the reason or if that's not the reason. Or maybe it's because he's just an empty suit. I don't know. But I know I get very excited when I hear about him. I'm really interested, though, in the whole idea of am I a libertarian? Oh, Mel Doggy, now I remember my buddy from Clay, yes, the redhead. You know, both my daughters have red hair. Red hair is a real interesting. My mother had red hair. My father-in-law had red hair. My hair was a little red, but now it's just plain gray. But anyway, I'm glad to hear. Oh, wait, I got a caller here. Go ahead, 443, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Constantine?
Hey, just call me Norm, please. Just call me Norm.
Oh, yeah, I can call you Norm now. I'm out of your class, I guess.
Yeah, and we're also on the air, you know, no sense using names.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
What's with all the politics? Why are you talking about all politics? Where's the tech talk?
What do you want to talk about? You know, speaking of tech talk, I'm glad you brought that up, Big B, because I found something out today that was just absolutely astounding to me. 10 years ago, half the world's population had never answered a telephone call. Today, half the world's population owns a cell phone.
Yeah.
That is absolutely astounding. And there's a great video, and if you go to Paddywhop, I'm going to put a link to the video up on that. But for those of you who are interested, you can reach the IMs are starting to just pour in. By the way, I got four lines open, and you can join us in a conference call here. If you're one of those 3.5 billion people who own a cell phone, why don't you just give me a call at 347-945-6713, and we'll talk about pretty much whatever you want. I'm really trying to just had a great line from a buddy of mine. He said that he's in the other half of the world that doesn't have one. And actually, something very interesting came up is most people who know me. Oh, wait, we got another call here. Hold on. It's a 202 area code, so I'm dying to find out. You're on the air with Norm. Go ahead, 202.
How you doing, Norm? I went to that school you mentioned, and you used to call me Putnam, so you remember me.
I do.
Yeah.
So how are you?
It's going. Saw your invitation on Facebook, so.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad. So what are you doing with yourself now?
Just watching America's Got Talent on DVR.
You know, America's Got Talent, that reminds me, for whatever reason, it is absolutely astounding to me. The U.S. Army is now recruiting in video arcades with video games. It's absolutely incredible what we've tried to sanitize war, you know, when people are still dying, but now it's just a great big video game. Maybe it is. I don't know.
In America, I think arcades are actually, but in other countries such as Japan, they have 7-story arcades. I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know why this connected to me, but anybody who knows me know I make strange connections. I don't know if anybody out there, are you still there, Big B?
Yeah, I'm here.
When are you going off to school?
The 19th.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, DC.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got lost there for a minute. Oh my gosh, this is really starting to be great fun. I have messages coming. What? Oh, here's a question for you. Who knows the answer to this? What happened to Monica Lewinsky's boyfriend's wife? I guess that's a veiled reference to Hillary Clinton. Well, you know, I don't know what happened to my girl Hillary, but I'm willing to bet that if she really had the guts, although it might tear America to absolute shreds, that if she ran as a third-party person, she just might be able to win.
I have a question, though. Would you ever think Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton would actually team up? Because
to be honest, I think if he wants to be president, he better do that. If he wants to be president, he better team up with Hillary because, you know, there's something they always, when they go into the biography of Barack Obama, they talk about, you know, oh, how he foregoes Wall Street and all the money and goes back to Chicago and organizes steel workers. I'll bet Barack Obama doesn't even know how steel's made. I'll bet the closest he's ever been to a steel plant is watching an Alcoa commercial on
watching
TV.
Watching on, like, Dirty Jobs.
I'm sorry?
Like, watching it on Dirty Jobs on the
Yeah, television. Maybe watching it on Dirty Jobs. Well, you're a host here, Norm, and, you know, I fought the bull on H Furnace. I worked in a steel mill. It is just, and you know what? We don't need to be organized.
Well,
we can organize ourselves.
Have you been seeing any of the COLA?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I'm not hearing you real well. I got three lines open, by the way, if anybody wants to join us here in this round at 347-945-6713. And, oh, my God, I got another somebody, the makers of Google, do you think they have a chance at what?
Heard about that new site?
I heard, you mean the one
It's cool.com?
What.com?
It's cool.com.
No, oh, I haven't heard about it's cool.com. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah, it's from some of the programmers that used to be with Google. They formed their own search engine site now, and I was wondering if you thought they had a chance of, like, being...
I don't really know anything about it, so I can't make a... Oh, wait a minute. I got to get another caller on the line here. Go ahead, 223-9172.
What's up, Norm?
Hey, who's this?
Harry Beckstead.
Hey, let's not use last names. How you doing, Harry?
What's going on?
Oh, this is just great fun. Wait a minute now. It looks like I got two Harrys here.
That's for real?
Yes. And I got them both on the air. I'm going to have to kiss one of you goodbye.
All right.
Let me try this one. I'm just going to hang this one up. Well, this is really strange. I'll get the calls are starting to come in. Oh, my God, I got more IMs. This is such great fun. I've just been yelled at to complete my conversations by my producer, and, you know, I really should do that. But anybody who's been in a room with me for any length of time knows that I'm like a monarch butterfly flirting from flower to flower. But I'm gonna try to complete some conversations. First of all, everybody I got on the line here, let's start with you, Big B. Are you gonna bother with the Olympics?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna watch them.
And why not?
I don't have time. I don't watch TV anymore. I got work, you know.
Oh, what about you, Putnam?
I'll definitely watch them. I do have work, but I mean, I'll keep updated on them, paper, any way as possible.
You know what? why don't we all get brave, make a commitment right now for the month of August, we're going to turn our TVs off and only connect to the internet.
That's difficult.
Why is that difficult? Although, God, I'm a political junkie. I don't know what I'd do without my hardball.
Yeah, why do you want to do that?
Well, you know what? Actually, I have a good friend, and we communicate very often about the books and things we're reading, and I think I read a lot. But I'm just astounded at the number of books that this guy reads. I think it's Patty from my blog, Patty Wop. And the fact is, he doesn't have a TV. And that's why he does. I mean, he's able to do it. And, well, it really becomes a question of, I don't know. Is print dead? I mean, that's another question.
See, people who do that, though, are against the system. I mean, I know a guy who only burns CDs. So he doesn't have to listen to the messages on the radio because they're influencing us to, how can I word this?
Well, just and word it. Actually, you can use the 7 naughty words on Norm's show. Well, you know what? Why don't we overthrow the system? Why don't we just stop? You know, actually, to complete an idea, earlier I'd mentioned that cell phones now have one half the world's population hold them in their hands. I mean, that is astounding. 3.5 billion people have cell phones. And mob rule is here. Representative democracy just may be over. But this video by a guy named Joe Pesci, P-E-S-C-E, I saw it today, and it was really cool. I got about 4 minutes left. Anything you guys want to say I got here on the line? I may have to expand the show to an hour, but I'm not going to do that for a while.
I got one.
Well, what? Go ahead.
I don't know if anyone has seen the political advertisements for John McCain.
Which one?
The one where he's talking about how we should cut ourselves from foreign oil and drill more in America.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is people see that and they're like, okay, they think of the topic of today. Gas is hurting everyone. I mean, it's pinching your wallet.
Okay, no question about that.
Drilling more would cause for environmental problems, more tracts of land being destroyed. I mean, I'm not trying to be an environmental freak, but people should think about what's behind their messages.
I don't think politicians do that ever. Politicians' messages are aimed at only one thing, and that's getting elected.
Getting elected, yeah.
And well, you know what, though? That's a real interesting issue because isn't that what democracy's supposed to be? Shouldn't they respond to the will of the people? Flip-flop? Is the people flip-flop?
Yeah, but the side pains so much that money pretty much commands everything, I think, personally.
Well, you just reminded me in the 2 minutes I have left, this website that you can actually view if you go to www.accountabilitynowpack.com or you can go click to a link for it at patty2.blogspot.com, which I suggest you go to because that's my blog, along with my best friend Patty. And strange bet, but they have this concept, they call it the money bomb. I just thought it was the greatest idea since sliced bread. They're they want to gather a whole bunch of money to throw towards different causes that are in the concert, in the Congress, but they want to do it all at once so that and to everybody to make their contributions on the same day, which is August the 8th, which is a week from Thursday, and so that you can have this money bomb. It's really an interesting thing. But I've got 1 minute left, and I just want to say I'm terribly excited by all the different people I have. Mel Doggy, you want your Fox News. What's the matter with Norm? I'm better than Fox News. I'm Limbaugh on the left. The big left-hander, and how does left-handing and libertarianism mix? I'm still trying to figure that one out. When I have the answer, I'll let you know. Guess what? Your buddy used to sit next to you in class there, Mel Doggy. We just linked up today, and those of you out there from my Hogwarts days, the person we're talking about was a good friend of our buddy Frazier, and so I hope you're out there listening to us, and I got 16 seconds remaining, so I'll see you Thursday night, same time. I hope I'm in a different place. Maybe I'll do it from a bar stool at Nanny O'Brien's. Who knows? But this is Norm saying thanks for calling. Thanks for calling in, and I will see you now.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciated that.
Thanks for having me.
Back on Thursday. And I got to hang up here and get this computer. And thanks. I got to go.